This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today is Monday, April 8th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, now you can. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. You can really never go wrong with Quince, whether it's cashmere knits, everyday jewelry, or linen shorts that are perfect for summer. They have you set with all of the chic staples that you need. So it's time to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. In the wake of last week's reportedly intense phone call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel appears to have taken Biden's warnings at least somewhat seriously, as they announced the opening of the Erez border crossing for the first time since October 7th in order to let in humanitarian aid. They also announced that the Ashdod port would be used for humanitarian aid to flow through, and that increased aid from Jordan would be allowed through another crossing in southern Israel. Regarding the strike against the World Central Kitchen convoy, Israel claims that their drone teams were not made aware of the convoy's movements, and they have since fired two officers that they say were responsible for this communication breakdown. Since then, several countries and humanitarian organizations have called for an embargo on arms sales to Israel. Also this weekend, the body of a hostage was recovered in Gaza, fueling further anger against Netanyahu by Israelis who continue to protest his government. According to the March jobs report that was published on Friday, the U.S. economy added just over 300,000 jobs last month, far beating economists' expectations. The unemployment rate held at 3.8%, while hourly earnings rose 12 cents to $34.69. And as they await March's inflation report, which is due out later this week, economists are projecting that March's inflation rate was 3.5%, slightly up from 3.2% in February. In light of these metrics, a Federal Reserve official suggested last week that interest rate cuts may not actually materialize this year, given the strength of the labor market and inflation remaining above their target of 2%. And here we have yet another blow to millennial home ownership. Following extensive meetings between Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and her counterpart in China, the U.S. and China have agreed to hold more bilateral talks around the two countries' economic challenges and key threats to the global economy. The conversations will also address competition between the U.S. and China, including the importance of balanced growth, as well as create a communication channel between economic officials of both countries on a go-forward basis. Treasury Secretary Yellen arrived this past weekend in China to meet with relevant officials, including a close advisor to Chinese President Xi Jinping. The state on everybody's lips is going to be Nebraska, where Trump-supporting lawmakers are pushing to change their electoral rules to a winner-take-all system. This change would bring Nebraska's way of allocating its five electoral college votes in alignment with every other state, which have winner-take-all systems. In Nebraska's case, it's in Donald's interest for his supporters to push for this change, given that the typically Democratic Omaha district will likely benefit President Biden in the 2024 election, while the rest of the state will likely go Republican. Unfortunately for Donald, the legislative effort to change their system failed a key procedural vote in the Nebraska legislature. But while we're here, can we talk about changing the rest of the states to not a winner-take-all system? Do we have that option? According to a new study published in The Lancet, the number of men who will be diagnosed with prostate cancer worldwide is expected to double by 2040, with annual deaths predicted to rise by 85%. This is the largest study of its kind to date, as part of The Lancet's Landmark Commission on Prostate Cancer, which is the most common form of male cancer in more than 100 countries. By 2040, researchers are projecting that the number of diagnoses will reach 2.9 million per year. And unfortunately, the main risk factors, which are being over age 50 and having a family history with prostate cancer, are unavoidable through lifestyle changes or health interventions, though more access to testing and earlier diagnoses, as well as treatment advances, are expected to improve outcomes. Law enforcement officials in Burlington, Vermont, are investigating a fire that broke out at Senator Bernie Sanders' local office on Friday. No one was injured, and Senator Sanders was not in the state at the time, though the building was damaged. Authorities have not yet ruled out arson, and they are searching for an unidentified male suspect who they say is still at large after spraying a fire accelerant on the door to Senator Sanders' office, setting it on fire and then fleeing the scene. Can't say I know of any accidental fires that have started with fire accelerant. While Americans were busy arguing about Easter's overlap with the Transgender Day of Visibility last weekend, $30 million was stolen from a money storage facility in the San Fernando Valley, in what has been labeled one of the largest cash heists in Los Angeles history. The robbery took place at a facility in the suburban neighborhood of Sylmar, which handles cash from regional businesses. The FBI and the LA Police Department are investigating the burglary, which they called a sophisticated operation based on the fact that they were able to enter the building and vault without setting off alarms. Sounds like a pretty sophisticated team to me, at least based on my expertise with the Ocean's 11 through 13 and then 8 series. And finally, today is the solar eclipse. Approximately 32 million Americans live in the path of totality, where the full eclipse can be seen for approximately 3 to 4 minutes. Just don't look at it without the eclipse glasses, please, or we will have to call you Donald Trump. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our sponsor, Quince. With Quince, you can upgrade your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now is the time to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.